You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wallow!
The Gula Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a swear word.
Alright guys, welcome back to Wallow, the Gulo Sessions with Otto and JC. Before we head into this next little bit, just want to remind you guys that if you'd like to send us a message, you can drop us a text on 5395, or if you're feeling especially ballsy, you can actually give us a call in the studio on 309-3879. So JC, what are we doing right now? I discovered on Saturday at the Ratwell gig that you have a special talent that you are going to show for everyone.
Well, not show.
Or tell everyone about right now. Yeah.
Okay. So I basically can read tarot thanks to my friends, Karen and Sierra.
We have a magician. No.
Psychic reading.
A psychic. We have a psychic here.
I'm not a psychic. I haven't read in a very long time until recently when I read The Band of Macy. Because Samantha, you were doing a kind of tarot reading for them, right? Yeah.
Yes, I wouldn't say an official reading at all, but inspired by his first album, The Lovers.
Am I allowed to hint at what readings Macy and his band got?
No, it's only for them. You can't discuss it with anyone else.
Yeah, JC's the expert on tarot reading. I actually don't know anything about this.
So, okay, we're going to move on.
Yeah, so I'm going to let JC do the talking and I'm going to shut up.
Okay, so all you have to do is ask me a question. Or, like, you just ask me, like, what you want and why you want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to know more about what my future will be like next year, especially if I am looking for something more stable in my career.
And why is that?
It's been very hard, which is very relevant to our conversation earlier, to be a creative and journalist, or music journalist especially,
right,
in New Zealand.
Okay. So we're going to do the past, present, and future reading, which is a three-way. So I've been shuffling for a while. Just tell me to stop whenever you feel like it.
And stop. Beautiful cards, by the way.
Oh my gosh, I'm suck at shuffling because I don't want to ruin Otto's mom's cards. These are Otto's mom's cards.
Shout out to my mom for donating the cards for tonight's segment.
Okay, are you ready? So I'm facing... the way I'm facing is the way I'm reading it. So this is your past.
Yep.
This is your present. Oh, and that is your future. Okay. Oh my gosh, okay, we're good. Okay, so this is your past. I needed a light because I can't see. That is the Three of Pentacles. Where's the book? Where is the book? Because I need this book.
Can I ask people, whoever is listening, to text in if they've ever gotten interesting tarot readings?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You're going to tell me I'm a fraud. Okay. Oh, crap. That is the reverse. Well, it's whatever it's facing you, really. Okay. Oh, wait, no, that's the right way. Sorry. That is the right way.
Oh, yes.
Three of Pentacles, teamwork, determination, and focus. So that kind of like...
There's like
your
three
past.
Pentagrams on that card.
Oh, that's my
don't point. Know what that means. It sounds like a devilish omen.
Can you shush?
Sorry.
Okay, we need a focus. So basically the Three of Pentacles is the task ahead is a momentous one, usually related to your job or career. The Three of Pentacles suggests that you must focus all your efforts into it. Discipline, strategy, and hard work are needed more than ever. If you are becoming weary or overwhelmed, rely on those around you. This is a card for teamwork, so you may need the strength of others to conquer the mountain. So basically, in your past, you're feeling overwhelmed, but you've had people around you to overcome that feeling. Like, you are very dependent on that strength.
Mm.
Yeah, so that is your past.
Mm-hmm.
Your current now is... I can't see that. What is that?
It's an owl on
a... Oh, Son of Swords. Ooh, that is one of the, like, 14th cards that's, like, past numbers. Oh my gosh, where is the cups?
What does that mean?
Is that cups? Cups. Son of Cups. Mother, no, I need sun.
These ASMR sounds of the...
No, sorry, Son of Swords. It's not... Sorry. No. Mother, sun. That's facing up, right? Like,
to me? It's fine.
Okay. Son of Swords, forceful and determined. Again, a determined nature into this. So I already knows that you're determined, which I already know because you are very... eager to do a lot of things from what people have said to me about you.
I will admit that.
A dynamic creature, the Son of Swords is a man of action, not of grace. He pushes forward towards his goal and urgency and determination. To top it all off, he is very well educated, making him a force to be reckoned with. Usually he's seeking approval from the with the patient and just the father of swords, the dad of the swords, who casts quite a shadow onto his son, working with a stimulating and exhausting young man who can prove to be a challenge. So does that relate to you with anything? So pretty much like there's this like your current you feels like you're shadowing someone right now, basically. And you need to like, it says, it, honestly, I haven't done it in a while, so bear with me. So it's kind of similar to your past, which was like the Three of Pentacles, which is very determined as well. So you're determined currently to finish a goal that you started, but there's something shadowing, like you're shadowing someone to get to that goal.
Ooh.
Does that relate to you of anything in your current future and current like present?
I don't think anyone particular, but yeah.
To yourself. It's only to yourself. Because, well, the question that you ask me, is it relating to anything that you ask me? Well, yes. Next year. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is your future. Are you ready for your future?
Ooh, yep.
Oh, you're getting good cards tonight. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That is the, is that the, I can't see. Otto, can you help me?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, that is a good card.
Wheel of Fortune upright.
Yeah, that's really good.
Another owl.
You're getting... Ooh. Oh my gosh, I need to find that. Not, no, no. Wheel of Fortune. Destiny change, of course. Whether it's night or day, the Wheel of Fortune is always in motion. Some may call it fate. Others call it destiny. It's possible to go for months or years without feeling its presence. But when it's this card appears... The eye of the wheel is fixed upon you. Don't be surprised if there's a change of course heading your way. Something you least expect. Whatever happens to you during this time, know this, that it may bring you closer to your life's purpose. So it is a good card.
Aww.
So basically it will turn up good in the end. So as the wheel progresses like a clock, it'll still end up good in the way. So this is a good outcome. So basically from what I can see, these two are good because it's literally, you haven't changed. You haven't changed a bit, but you still have work to be doing, but it will still end up good along the way for next year.
Wow. Thank you so much for that reading.
Yeah, it may or may not be an accurate reading. I don't know if Otto's mom is listening, so you can help me with this. Yeah. I apologize if I made something wrong because it's basically just interpretation and intuition from another person, really.
I feel like you're a very intuitive person.
Really? I don't think I am. I feel like I just...
You are.
That's like humility again.
Oh,
yeah.
It's an Asian thing.
Yeah.
Humility.
So, Sam, how do you feel about that reading that you just got?
I feel comforted.
Okay,
that's
good.
Because sometimes I'm like, actually, I should just like see what comes out. Like the thing that will happen to me will happen to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were facing up as well, which is cool because not many people get that. So I guess you're really like... following through what you're supposed to be doing. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So we may or may not do this again because Otto's mom may not trust me to use these cards because they're very special and I don't want to wreck them.
I think we should make this a regular segment for our guests.
But you do realize doing tarot reading to someone who usually reads may drive me insane.
Oh, true. I don't know anything about it.
I would do it, but like I have to like really... focus into it.
Do we have enough time to quickly ask you what you would ask another tarot reader? If you had a question, what would you ask?
What?
Both of you.
Me? Oh God. What I would ask a tarot reader. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm kind of scared of tarot readings because I'm like, oh God, what if I get an ill omen? It's going to ruin my mood the whole... Because JC was asking me before we started, you were like, do you want to do a tarot reading? And I was like, oh my God, what if I get like...
A bad one?
You're going to be cursed... get no sex for 10 years.
Whoa. You're not going to...
I'd be like, oh God, that's going to ruin the vibe for the show. You know? don't know if I can do that.
Nah, you're fine.
Yeah. I did lots of the tarot reading 2 years ago at a bar I was at the time. And I somehow managed to get a pretty good reading back then. She said that my life is on track. I'm just getting a bit too distracted by things around me, which I was like, wow, that's so true. You know.
And then he got drunk afterwards.
Yeah, I did. So,
was this in Singapore?
Yes. That's when I was living in Singapore. So
Shout out to Singapore.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the girl who did my tarot reading, but
shout out to her.
Shout out to her. I still haven't managed to get rid of those distractions, but I appreciate
what
the reading.
What are the distractions?
That's for him. That's for him.
That's for me and my therapist.
That is for him.
Okay.
That's for me and my therapist to unpack. No. I'm kidding. I don't have a therapist. Anyway,
honestly, the one thing as well is because I did myself a reading earlier, which I shouldn't have done because Otto's mom was supposed to do mine, but I got too like anxious, so I was like, I'll have to ask it. I got the reverse death card, which is
rebirth,
which is usually
you
meaning
told,
rebirth.
You told me.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.